What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Well, we are at Fenway Park, and it is day number two, our final day here at the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radiothon. And we got more money, and joining us right now is the treasurer of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Deb Goldberg. Deb, good morning.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
We are doing great over here. We're up over $3 million, and we are last year... Our incredibly generous listeners and the incredibly generous Nesson viewers, we're just short of $4 million. So I think with a big push today, we can get up over $4 million, Deb, raised for the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. And we want to thank you because you guys always help out at the treasurer's office as well.
Well, we're going to be very happy to potentially help you get over that hump today. As you know, the money that we're bringing to you is money that's actually owed to Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. It's unclaimed property that we find, and it's always so exciting to me to be able to bring a giant check to the Jimmy Fund and help you guys really take care of people who are suffering through so much illness and supporting the great doctors and researchers at Dana-Farber.
All right. So what you're going to do, we know that number, or are we still calculating over there, Deb?
Oh, we know that number. And do you want me to share it with you?
I think you should. Yeah.
Do you have a drum in front of you that you can drum roll?
Okay. All right. But yeah. We're trying to make,
I played the drums.
All right. Leg drums from Curtis.
Okay. You ready? 400. Yep. 79,050.63.
That is fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Largest amount ever returned.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
What do you think? Awesome. Is that incredible? And I want to make sure everybody knows. This is money that we collect over the years that we're able to bring back to the Jimmy Fund. And this year is the second highest amount that I've ever been able to bring you. The highest was 492 and change. And I remember I got a big drum roll for that one also. And so I want to make sure people out there know nonprofits actually have unclaimed property. Small businesses have unclaimed property besides people. So just go on findmassmoney.gov and check, because there's so many things out there, and our job is to get everything back to people, to businesses, and to nonprofits. And it's always a pleasure to be able to do so and share this excitement with you, Greg, and all the people at EEI and at the Jimmy Fund. In fact, tonight I'll be at the game and be able to tell even more people about this.
All right. Well, maybe if you could find some money for John Henry, he can spend it on some bullpen help, maybe, Deb, while you're there tonight.
I mean, honestly, I was there on Sunday for the game, and Crochet was fabulous. Except the problem was sadly, the closers didn't close the deal.
Yep.
And so we got to get to work. Greg, maybe you should try out.
No. Have you ever seen my first pitch at Fenway?
Oh,
not happening.
No.
Deb, we thank you so much. Thank you to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and it's always great to talk to you. Thank you, Deb.
J-E-R-M-A-I-N-E,
yeah.
Deb.
Yeah, send
Wiggins'
Wiggy.
Last name.
Yeah. Get Wiggy some money.
Yes.
He's probably got some money,
Greg,
over there.
I do have to say one thing, or somebody's going to be upset at me.
Okay.
Audrey says hi.
Oh, okay. Tell Audrey I said
Audrey.
Hello. Okay, fantastic.
Okay.
Go.
All right, Deb, thank you very much.
Wow.
I want to end this on a personal note, if that's okay.
Yes.
You were talking yesterday about how every year when we do this, cancer affects all of us every single day. and you were talking about this year, and each year there's somebody that's on your mind.
Yes.
And so I wanted to talk to, we call her the amazing Ashley on our radio show, who is our director of development at the Greg Hill Foundation. And has been here all morning volunteering on the phones.
Yes.
Yeah. How's that been going over there?
Amazing. Lots of people calling in and donating, so it's been great.
But you have been my story this year because this year you fought cancer.
And I did.
and you are here to share the news that you are. You are
cancer free as of as of now. Yeah.
There you go.
Best news ever.
Congratulations.
And it's incredible. I mean, and this is the kind of person that you are, and I get to see it every day. But you beat cancer. You fight against cancer for months. You beat it, and then here you are volunteering your time and helping out. And it's really cool to be able to talk about that with you today. So
yeah, no, it's been full circle. And when this opportunity arose, I was, you know, you go through such a difficult time in your life, and if you have an opportunity to, and Greg, you're making me cry on air, so thank you for that.
Normally that's you're mad at me, but go ahead. Yes.
Usually it's his gas.
So when you have an opportunity to give back, you know the importance of what the donations mean. And so it was just kind of a no-brainer. I reached out to you. I'm like, is there any way I can get here and help out? Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
Help out. And it's just to be cancer-free is because of, you know, the research. And immunotherapy is a big part of what my treatment continues to be. I went through chemo and radiation last year. I've done a year of immuno, another year to go. And I was lucky enough with the timing, if you want to call it lucky, for when I was diagnosed, that immunotherapy was just approved for my cancer 6 months prior. And
people might not know this, but when...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.